So we already went through the first two examples in Shas where the Mishnayos used the word derech instead of davar, and we explained them. The first example where it uses derech instead of davar was our Mishnah, Kiddushin, was in three derachim, and we explained why it used derech instead of davar. Then we had another example. What was the second example of where we used derech instead of davar? By a zav, it also says b'shiva derachim botkin es hazav, and we explained why does it say derech instead of davar. Now we move on to a third example, and we're also going to have a fourth and a fifth example as to why it says derech instead of davar. So let's see. Says the Gemara at the very bottom of daf beis amid beis, two lines from the bottom. Today we're doing gimel amid aleph. So let's see. V'haditnan, that which the Mishnah says, esrog, an esrog tree, or the fruit of an esrog tree, shaveli ilan begimel drachim, is similar to a tree, to a fruit tree, a regular fruit tree, in three ways. So I asked the Gemara, listeni, dvarim. Why do you say drachim? Use the word dvarim. Whenever we see the word drachim, we're always going to ask that question. Say dvarim instead. So answers the Gemara, Mishum debi'inon misni seifa uli yerek biderech echad. No, it's because the seifa is going to tell us that the esrog is also like a vegetable in one way. So over there we need to use the word derech. And that's why when we talk about how it's like a tree, we use the word derech. What's the obvious question? Why would you use the word derech in the seifa? So the Gemara says, seifa nami nisni davar. So why do you have to use the word derech in the seifa? Let it say that an esrog is like a tree in three dvarim, and like a vegetable in one davar. Answers the Gemara, top of Gimel and Aleph, Hasam ha-kamashmalan. Over there by the esrog, it's teaching me something also relating to derech eretz, to the way the world works, and it's telling me the following. Didracheha de-esrog ki-yerek, that an esrog shares certain characteristics with a vegetable. Ma-yerek, darko ligadol kalmayim. Just like a vegetable needs to be irrigated, you need to water it with your own water. You can't just rely on rainwater. And ubishas lekitasu isuro, the halacha by a vegetable is we determine what year it comes from based on when, based on when we pick it, based on when we pick it, not based on when it grew, not based on when it sprouted, not based on anything, just based on when you pick it off of the ground. Af esrog, so too by an esrog, darko ligadol kalmayim. Since an esrog tree is unique in that it needs to be irrigated with your own water, you can't just rely on rain. People who have esrog orchards work very hard to maintain those orchards. Ubishas l'kitaso isuro. And also, by an esrog, there's a halacha that the year of the esrog is determined based on l'kitaso. What's l'kitaso? When you pick it. So the year of the esrog is determined based on when you pick it. So that's why we use the word derech by that Mishnah, because it's telling us about the way of an esrog, the way an esrog works, that an esrog works in a certain way like a vegetable. So whenever we talk about the way the world works, we're going to use derech. So main point number one over here, by an esrog we say derech because it needs watering, and its maisos are determined by when it's picked, just like vegetables. By an esrog we use derech because it needs watering, and its maisos are determined based on when it's picked, just like a vegetable. That means if the esrog grew, let's say, for example, throughout the entire second year of a Shemitah cycle, and you first pick it off of the tree in the third year of a Shemitah cycle, is it subject to maiser sheni or maiser ani? That could be a good question. Is it subject to maiser sheni or maiser ani?
One second,
answer my question first. It's subject to Maeser Sheni or Maeser Ani. The esrog grew throughout the entire second year of the Shemitah cycle. You first pick it off of the tree in the third year of the Shemitah cycle. That's Maeser Ani. That's a Maeser Ani year, because the third year is a Maeser Ani year. Third year and the sixth year are the Maeser Ani years. So we determine its year based on when it was picked. Dovi, what was your question? So the rule apparently is that whenever there's some way the world works kind of lesson, we use the word derech instead of davar. So this is a way the world works kind of lesson, that the esrog has certain characteristics that are like a vegetable, even though the last thing that will come to your mind when you see an esrog is vegetable. You would certainly think of it as a fruit. Let's get through and then we'll take questions. Well, that's the underlying theme of the last couple of main points. So, number four now. Fourth example throughout Shas where we use the word derech. V'haditanan, we have another Mishnah. Koi yesh bo drachim shava l'chaya. There are certain ways that it is similar to a chaya. What's a chaya? Wild animal. Wild animal, you need to do kisei adama, and it cannot be brought as a karban. V'yesh bo drachim shava l'behema. And in certain ways, a koi is like a behema. So a koi, for example, needs kisei adam, like a chaya would, but the chelev, the fats from the koi, would be usr, like a behema's fats, not like a chaya. The chaya fats are mutter. So that's the difference between a chaya and a behema. And a koi has characteristics of both. V'yesh bo drachim shava l'chaya ula behema. And there are certain ways where it's similar to both a chaya and a behema. Meaning, both the chayah and the behemah need to be shechted. Guess what? A koi also needs to be shechted, as opposed to what? What kind of animal doesn't need to be shechted? A fish, exactly. V'yesh bo drachim, she'eino shava lo l'chayah v'lo l'behemah. And there are certain ways that it's not like a chayah or a behemah. Because it can't be mated with a chayah nor with a behemah. Behemahs are allowed to be mated with behemahs. Chayahs are allowed to be mated with chayahs. You're not allowed to mate a koi with either a chayah or a behemah. So there are ways that it's like everything and nothing and either one. But again, what's the point? Nisnu, Devarim. Why does it say Drachim? It should say Devarim. Right now, the Gemara does not answer that question. Instead, the Gemara says, I'll give you a fifth example where Drachim is used. A fifth example where Drachim is used. We'll get to it in a second. Vesu, furthermore, Haditnan, the Mishnah says, Zu achas mina Drachim sheshavu gitei nashim l'shichurei avadim. The Mishnah is going to tell us one of the ways that a get is similar to a document that frees a slave. That there are certain halachos that are similar when you give a wife a get and when you give a slave what we call a get shichur, a freedom document. But why does it say drachim? Nisni dvarim. Let it say dvarim? Question mark. So says the Gemara, to answer these last two, we're going to make a new rule. Elokal hecha di'ika plukta. Whenever there is a distinction, whenever the comparison is not complete, it's a partial comparison. It's like this a little bit, but also like that a little bit. Whenever you're hedging a little bit, it's a little bit like this, a little bit like that. Plukta. Plukta normally means a machlokas. But over here it doesn't mean a machlokas, it means a distinction, a break. Tni drachim. Then we say drachim. V'kol hecha deleka plukta tani dvarim. But wherever there's no distinction, the comparison is complete, then we say Dvarim. So that makes a lot of sense. By the Koi, we said certain ways it's like a Chaya, some ways like a Behema. By the Esrog, some ways it's like a tree, some ways like a vegetable. By the Get and the Shichur Evet, some ways are the same, some ways they are different. Deka Nami, and it's Meduyak this way, it's precise, the language is precise according to this, the Katani Seifa, because the Seifa goes on to say, Rebbe Lezer Omer, Esrog Shavali Ilon the Kaldavar. Shema Mina. The Sefer says that Rebbe Lazar thinks an esrog is 100% like a tree. Look at what word he uses when he wants to say it's like a tree. Lekol davar, not lekol derech. Why davar? Because in his opinion, there's no distinction. It's 100% comparison. So main point number two, whenever there's a partial comparison, we say drachim. But when there's a full comparison, we say tevarim. That ends the technical part of Maseches Kiddushin. Now we actually get to learn Kiddushin. So congratulations, you made it through the, I don't want to say tedious, because you're not supposed to say that about Torah, but you made it through the more challenging part to be interested in. Okay, now, Minyana Dereisha Lemutei Mai, Minyana Deseifa Lemutei Mai. The Mishnah listed ways that a woman could get married. But it didn't just say a woman get married by Kesef Shtar and Bia. It first said a woman get married in three ways. You know what those three ways are? Kesef Shtar and Bia. Why did the Mishnah have to say the number three? Minyana Dereisha Lemutei Mai. Even if you're Elmo, you can count to three on your fingers. Give me a second. Okay. So why did it have to say three? I could figure out three. Kesef Shtar Bia. I'll figure out three. Why does it have to tell me the number three? The Mishnah's teaching me how to count? No, it must be that it's trying to tell me that there's some other way you would have thought that you could do Kiddushin. But the Mishnah is saying, no, there's three and only three. So the Mishnah is trying to tell me there's some way that you thought you could do Kiddushin, but you can't. That's the Minyana de Resha, number three. And when it says that she could acquire herself in two ways, by either divorce or how, what's the other way? Husband's death. Either divorce or the husband's death. That's why does it have to tell me that that's two ways? I could certainly count to two. So what? Because there must be another way you would think that that doesn't work. So says the Gemara as follows: Minyana de Resha the Meute Chupa. The reason we say three in the Resha is to tell me that Chupa doesn't work for Kiddushin. You can't just do a Chupa and say, okay, now we have Kiddushin. Chupa only works for Nisuin. Says the Gemara, Ula Rav Huna Damar Chupa Kona Mikal V'Chomer L'Mute Mai. But according to Rav Huna, who holds that there's a Kal V'Chomer that teaches that Chupa does work for Kiddushin, well then what's it coming to exclude? According to Rav Huna, Chupa does work for Kiddushin. So then what are we excluding when we say the number three? Answers the Gemara, L'Mute Chalipin. It's coming to exclude Chalipin. You might have thought that a Kinyan Chalipin, by just giving a handkerchief, you could acquire a wife. It's coming to tell me, no, three ways, not chalipin. Why would I think chalipin does work? The Gemara explains. Salka daita chamina. One might have thought, so make sure you know that abbreviation, salka daita chamina. One might have thought, ho'il v'gomar kicha kicha miste Ephron. Since we have a connection of kicha kicha from ste Ephron, which by now you're very familiar with, masa de miknia b'chalipin. So we would say, just like you could acquire a field using chalipin, you might think, okay, so I can acquire a wife also using chalipin. That's why I need the Mishnah to tell me, no, you can't. Three ways, only three ways, not chalipin. Asks the Gemara, ve'ema hachinami. Well, why not? Meaning, it sounds like a good drasha. If I'm really learning it from Ste Ephron, and you can acquire a field with chalipin, then why can't I acquire a wife with chalipin? It worked for Kesef! You acquire the field with Kesef, so we went from there, you could acquire a wife with Kesef. So why can't we say if you could acquire a field with Chalipin, you could also acquire a wife with Chalipin? Why not? Answer the Gemara as follows. Very difficult answer to understand. There's a long tells in this. Chalipin isnuhu bepachus mishava pruta. Chalipin, the item that you give, is worth so little, it's worth less than a pruta. You could use a handkerchief that's worth even less than a penny. It's just a totally symbolic act. V'isha b'pachos mishava pruta lo mekanya nafsha. And no woman would be willing to give herself over for kiddushin for less than a shava pruta. She has some sense of dignity, so she's going to demand that it costs at least 2 cents. She's not going to give herself over for kiddushin for less than a shava pruta. Main point number three. We mentioned three ways to do kiddushin. We mentioned that there are three ways to do Kiddushin to exclude two things. What are the two things to exclude? Chuppah and Chalipin. Excellent. That is Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Any questions on